There were a lot of distractions to that got to a point that I was suicidal.
Wow.
Yes, I was suicidal for, I attempted suicide 3 good times. Yes, I did. I think nobody have heard this part of me.
No
I attempted suicide 3 good times.
People ask me where I get all my energy from. From the stage, to the studio, and to my desk. I am the energy god. And you can be one too.
You're listening to Adeshokpe Live, the Afrobeat podcast. Right.
Podcast here at the Apple Media Studios in London, where we break down the hottest topics in the culture. And sometimes I have a superstar guest right next to me to chop it up one-on-one. As always, we want to say thank you to all the subscribers, likers, sharers, commenters. Keep the subscriptions coming. The bigger our platforms get, the better we're in position to promote our people without waiting for others to promote us. So if you haven't subscribed yet, click the subscribe button right now. And this episode is always brought to you by the Energy God Energy Drink. Drink and be yourself. Stay energized. This is for us, by us. Support us. Go to energygod.com and pick up a pack, a drink, a refreshment, or just drop a couple dollars, pounds, just to support the business. This is, as I said, it's for us, by us. We're moving the needle rather than waiting for an endorsement. We're creating it by ourselves. Now, joining me in the studio is a superstar all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. This is one of the biggest superstars when it comes to comedy, talking, entertainment. A 5-time back-to-back award winner of the best comedian in the business. This guy tore up the internet with his comments, his conversations, his interviews, and he's here to chop it up with me right now. Give it up for the superstar, dressed like a general, the one and only Des Tucker. Listen, your stylist needs to be given extra money because you walked in like a boss.
Israel lifestyle, you're hearing this now.
Now, new invoice.
You know, that's a new one.
Listen, first of all, man, thank you very much for coming into town. This is not your first time in the UK. You have been quite a number of times.
Back to back.
I'd like to start off with this. As a comedian entertaining in Nigeria, starting off where you started off from, was international tours like the UK, Europe, or America, was that ever in the vision? Or is it just something that you get to after a certain level of success?
I didn't see the picture. I didn't see international picture. I was just wanting to be fine, comfortable. And apparently I was comfortable. I was. How we evolve into the international market, to now, mystery. That's why I know God is involved. Yes, I didn't see the picture. And I was fine. Because success to me is your ability to afford anything without bothering anybody.
God damn. Talk that talk, brother. Your ability to afford anything
without bothering anybody. So as far as I can afford anything that I want, that makes me happy, without asking you for help, I was successful.
Facts.
So that was my definition. So because that was my definition, I didn't see any other thing as pressure.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, I've read your story, I've heard your story, where comedy was never in the plan.
Okay.
But it became the career.
True.
As best as you can summarize, first of all, I'd like the people on the Afrobeats podcast here in the UK just to get a little source and sense of where you're from. Like, where were you born and raised? And where did that journey start from?
Okay. I was born in Delta State, Ugili to be precise. From a polygamous family. You know, polygamous family.
A lot of us came from that.
Yeah. I sent my condolences. No. Well, one of my pastors said the other time that anybody that is born in a polygamous family, destiny is buried because the competition is too much. Not life competition, even your internal family competition. as far there are three wives, there are two wives, there's a competition already waiting for you before you were born.
God damn it.
So we that accidentally broke out from that competition is grace. Right? So a polygamous family, I don't know. When I left home, we were 26. I don't know. My dad is
26
yes,
kids.
That was when I left home. And you know the funny thing?
Yeah.
I'm the first for the 26.
Wow.
Yes. So you see that my life is grace.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Yes, a lot. I think my father make it easier for us. Nobody depend on anybody. All the children, nobody depend on anybody. Up to now. So, school in Afise Secondary School, government college, attended 3 secondary school. Not because I was too brilliant, because I was too stubborn.
Suspension here, suspension there.
However, I realize you get experience too. Hey, it takes you to tango, bro.
Come on, bro. Come on. Shout out to my loyal brother.
So that was how it happened. And then, find myself in Enugu State University.
Hmm.
I actually went to Enugu State University because I want to act.
Wow.
Yes. My first love is acting. Yeah, my first love is acting. So I got to ASUT, wanted to do acting. And then doing admission for you.
Don't give you any course.
They say, just go first. Just go first. It'd be like people when they run from Nigeria now. They say, don't worry. Some people don't even know the country when they go. So just come up for the country first. My guy don't travel now three days now. He never land. He don't know where they go. So do you understand? So I got to school. I got to ASUT before I know there's a course called public admin.
Hmm.
You understand? So the guy that the agent was telling me, don't worry, you go. So we take now. We never have a switch. But the truth is, I learned something that there are. And you bust out at your right road.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So I wanted to do acting. So I now read public admin. That in the mindset that, okay, when I get to 20 level, I will switch to theater art. I will do this. At the end, I graduated. And I become a comedian, which is public admin, which is the acting.
So your own.
So I'm the only comedian that I read what I'm doing right now. Hmm. Public admin is to administer to the public, talking to the public, right?
Yes.
And what am I doing?
You're talking to the public. Administering to the public.
So that was how I evolved into comedy. And before that, I was born into a comedy family.
Hmm.
My father is the first Robofilm actor in Delta State.
No way.
First robo comedy film actor.
Wow.
Yes. His name is Ekweta Kufia. You can Google it.
Wow.
Yeah, Ekweta Kufia. First robo film actor.
So he was your inspiration?
Yes. I acted with him when I was in JSS, when I was primary 6. I used to act then. But then I just see it as fun. My dad is very, very funny. It's hard for me to make my dad laugh, to tell you how his IQ of comedy is. So that is why when I start shows, when I crack some jokes, I say, my papa say, for example, he gave me new one. I say, anybody when you want to use cow, waka, go waka, follow the cow.
Anybody when you want to use cow, waka,
go waka, follow the cow.
That's true. All the shepherds guarantee they either walk in a cow or follow in a cow.
You must follow, yes. That is destiny for you. You understand? So if you want to bring me down, you're already down. You cannot be up. It's not possible.
Facts.
Down means that you must draw me. You must draw me down. You cannot be up and no, you cannot. No, it's not possible. You understand? So so anytime I see my papa say,
yes,
he really say. You understand? So that was how I evolved into comedy, and that was in Enugu.
Yes.
You get? Did a lot of jobs. It's not just easy. People just say, follow your dream. There are a lot of distractions, there are a lot of speed breakers, there are a lot of bombs on the road to get to their destiny. Because I said something, there are people who their destiny is to make sure you don't attain your destiny.
Damn.
Yes. So if you do not achieve your own, they have achieved theirs.
Ah! God damn! That one there.
That's the truth.
It's a time bomb.
Yes. You understand? Some people do not go to school. So their dream is to make sure you do not go to school. So if you do not go to school, they have achieved their goal. So it depends on your definition of goal. Do you understand? So from comedy, I was just doing it for fun.
Yes.
Now, this is the part that before we GC, you were talking about sacrifice, right?
Absolutely.
Now, this was the beautiful part of me. I started doing, now from school, public admin, no work, doing Okada, doing this. But the truth is, I already have it in my mind. I won't work for anybody. Wow. First of all, you must have a blueprint of what you want to become.
Yes.
Even though the country have their own blueprint waiting for you. So, I was doing it on my own. I just struggled. It was not easy. You understand? There were a lot of distractions that got to a point that I was suicidal.
Wow.
Yes, I was suicidal I attempted suicide 3 good times. Yes, I did. I think nobody have heard this part of me.
No
way. I attempted suicide 3 good times. Yes. That is when I know that even me cannot take my life. Yes.
Wow.
Got to that point.
You were frustrated that you attempted. Yes.
So that's why I now believe that when you are suicidal, your miracle is closed. Devil doesn't want you to attain it. So the closer you are to your destiny, the difficult the challenges.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was the story. Tiana. Listen, when they want to frustrate you, not be outside that, so you're immediate. He said, even if he said, a man's foe are the member of his family. Your biggest enemy are your family first.
The people that surround
you. Yes, surround you. That is what he said, a man's foe are the members of his family. Do you know I came from Enugu to Lagos to stay with my cousin? That was my uncle, that's my age mate. All right? I got to Lagos, his phone was switched off. Not that he didn't know I was coming. I was not coming. And the most annoying thing, where I know that there was my, when I know that Lagos is prepared for me, on my way coming, I left Enugu 2nd of May 2008, coming to Lagos. We had accident in Abo.
Hmm.
2 people died in the bus. Now, 3 people went back to Enugu. That is a bad omen. I say it's a good omen.
You saw it as a good sign.
Yes, there's something about me. I always positive, negative. No matter how negative the thing is. If I'm discussing with Nana, let's drive to France. And you just tell me, the road bad though. I see the fear happen. You have bad energy. I will avoid you. You can't go with me.
Because you're not positive.
Thank you. So now, accident happened. 2 people died. The one sitting here by my left and by my right. I don't know how it happened. Nothing happened to me. Now, 2 people from the front left, 2 people from the back left, says the bad omen. They send another car by 12, got to that venue by 12. Sport. Yes. We started the journey again. We have Amroba attack in Ore. We have Amroba attack in Ore. And we stay in the bush for 3 good hours. Now, let me tell you where I know God was involved. Where I was hiding because of the Amroba, I saw a phone. So I enter Lagos with 3 phones. So that's why I remember this girl. He said, when there's a casting down,
there's a lift.
Yeah, so those things that happen to people that make you complain enrich other people. Yes. I said something on my last podcast. I said, as you are praying, there are some people that will lose their life for you to succeed. But pray you don't lose your life for someone else to succeed. Yes, that is why there's no success story that does not have casualty.
Ew.
Yeah, there's no success story that does not have casualty. So, but pray you not be it. Do you understand? So, I got to Lagos. My cousin's number was switched off. I said, which kind of problem is this now? this Lagos one I don't reach. I call number no go. You got to a point. I asked somebody that was close to me in the bus that, what's the meaning of switch off? I was confused. the lady now explained that the person that you are calling number door off. I want to be sure. May not be like saying, I mean, no, they understand English.
Yeah, confusion.
Do you understand? But I was positive. Hmm. Some people can just find their way throughout the night and go back to Enugu. Yeah. I came with money. I would just go back to Enugu. But I said, no. The reason it's hard is because it's one of soft. I'm always positive. Trust me. Anybody that is close to me know I'm positive, very positive. So from there, I was struggling. I have to call my mom. My mom did not know I was traveling. Anybody? I didn't even tell her. I just called her. I just said, how you will call me this kind of midnight? Where are you? I said, I'm in Lagos. This night? What did they do? I said, nah, Amos, tell me I come Lagos. So, where the Amos? I said, number no go again. He said, oh, I don't go anybody. Okay, I wait. After like 2 seconds. He said, your father, younger sister is in Lagos. So. I said, can I say number? I called the person. They came to me. You know, first of all, now there are some times, you will know that shelter is better than food.
Just a place to sleep.
You now know that food is not a priority.
Just to sleep first.
Do you understand? Do you know my uncle came to pick me? Let me give you this part, it's funny. My uncle came to pick me. I was happy I have seen somebody that will give me shelter. They were happy that they have seen somebody that will feed them.
In Yoruba, they call it 2 get 4. That's 1 plus 1.
Do you understand? So, that's easy. I said something yesterday. I don't know who I was talking to. I told somebody that, listen to me. Listen, if in everybody that is successful, I've solved somebody's problem.
Facts.
Yes.
Success comes out of
problems. You must solve a problem to have what you want.
Facts.
So you must look for something to do for somebody. Because the money you are looking for is somebody's account.
Someone has to pay.
Yes, now. Which is looking for somebody to solve his problem. And you have the solution. Automatically, you have that money.
Facts.
So find the problem to solve, bro. You know, my uncle got to me, say, the first question he asked me, he did not ask me, how was your journey? You not buy bread?
For top boss.
Because I'm a giver normally. I cannot travel without buying something. I bought bread. He opened the bag, he saw the bread, said, wow. What is the hotel shopper? That is where I know that, yes, I'm here to solve the problem here. But they need to solve my shelter problem.
Problem too. So let us, it's called commensalism in microbiology.
You understand? Yeah. I have to buy a car on the road. He carried the bread and the akara. I was still holding my bag. When we got to the house, I know there's a problem. That was when I know that I don't have a problem.
Problem came this place.
It didn't take up to 5 minutes. They finished the bread. I did not eat inside though. But I was happy because they gave me a room. Do you understand? I become the breadwinner for my helper. Wow.
God damn it.
Bro, it's funny now. At that time, it was not funny. Do you know, listen, I did not just come from anywhere. I said something. Success like pregnancy. You don't know how many times the woman they slept with the woman, trust me.
Before she got pregnant.
Yes, now. That's why women say, congratulations, woman and baby, very fine. You know, as of the man. You know what the man passed through?
Every night.
You understand? It's when you are looking for a child, you know that sex is not fun.
It's what?
It's not fun, no. It's big work. Doctor will prescribe a wife for you. 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. Listen, you know, the little money I came with was exhausted because no one was coming. All right? It got to a point I could not even eat again because I don't have my own money. That is why I know that there are people in Lagos. They are just in Lagos. What do you do for a living? I stay in Lagos. I was there. The money has finished. I don't have anywhere to fall back at. Now, this is the touching part. Do you know, I will come outside. I will just sit at the front of the house. When the children close from school at 2 o'clock, I would just be playing with children. That is when I learned how to play with children. To tell you, life is a process, man. I'll be playing with children. Children who are coming from school. I'll be playing with them. Oh, I was school today. I'll be playing like a kid. I'll be playing with them. How are you? Fine. How are you? Fine. How are you? Fine. How did you teach in school today? We'll just talk, talk, talk. And I said, so what do you guys have to eat this afternoon? I said, I don't know. When we go home, we know what mommy cook. I said, don't forget me. We'll find me something. I swear down. These children will go. Some will bring rice. Some will bring... Do you know, like, 5 children will bring different food they ate in the afternoon. I will eat all together. Do you understand? I'll be playing with them. On Sunday, there's a celestial church opposite the compound. I know how to dance. Anything you know now, you will use it tomorrow, bro.
When it's time.
No, no, no. Nothing is waste. Nothing you learn that is waste. That Sunday morning, when the church will be playing their celestial, you know, celestial is sweet to dance. Music. I'll be dancing my kosa with the children. We'll be doing choreography. After we finish dancing, I'm going to say, ah, uncle, they're hungry. What do you go eat now? So I say, wait, this one will go bring raw rice. This one will go bring tea tomatoes. This one will go bring oil. I will not carry everything to go and meet my auntie. They will cook it. All of us will eat it. I got it. It's none of their business. Now, I got to a point, and I started, there's somebody that called me to come to Lagos. So. And I called him government or something. And I said, bro, I don't do Lagos. So. He said, okay, what do you want to do now? I said, I just did Lagos. He said, okay, find your way to Isaac John, number 38 Isaac John. I don't even have transport. I will not be playing with the children. I will not say, hey, if you find me something, so I don't get money, I get 20 naira. This one will bring, this one will bring. I will gather 100 naira. I will not use to go to the place. I got there one time, they said there's no... Okay, the first job they said, then the Airtel, I don't know whether Airtel to Airtel, I've been Airtel to Airtel. No, Airtel.
Yeah,
it was Airtel to Airtel. Now they were doing a rural acquisition initiative, telling the rural people that Airtel is still Airtel.
Yep.
Those.
It's the same.
The
yeah.
same thing. So they said they only have South. No, West, the Southwest now, that I don't know how to speak Yoruba. I cannot go with them.
Hmm.
I said, but I don't get work. What do I want to do? The woman asked me, Portable is her name, the team leader. And I said, what can you do? I said, I can dance. Say, if you dance, I said, oh yeah, dance for me. Baba, I did do audition with her music. Listen, then. See, so when you see me cracking jokes, most times people say, I talk about poverty a lot. It's my experience I'm sharing. If you are successful, share your successful jokes, please. Do you get? So then I said, okay, I will be dancing and I will be ranging speaker. That is why if you disconnect this full set, I will fix it.
That's how you learned.
Yes. So I will now go to Ibadan, go to Akure. I will set speakers and all that. Only me with set speaker, we test mic, we do everything. I will now do dancing when I'm dancing in the market. Now that I know, say not only the dance for market be Christmas Sunday process.
If they learn in own job, they
you
go.
You understand? I go dance, and people will not gather. Before the company will not come and talk about the product in Yoruba.
So you are to bring attention.
Thank you. Dance, no get language.
Everybody understand.
Everybody understand dance. You understand? Dance be like Bluffy. Anyway, you jammer, you don't understand that. That's the only thing that don't have subtitle, but you understand that. You know the actor, you know the boss.
You know what's going on. You know what's going
on. So I would ask people not gather. When people gathered, why do they need me to be speaking Yoruba? To sell SIM card.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We're selling the SIM card for 15 naira. Then, because I don't understand Yoruba, my own is just to dance. When everybody have gathered, as they are playing, they are talking about this thing, I will just carry one carton. Now, I don't speak Yoruba, but because, you know, say, when you're dancing on top of a bus, the full market is seeing you.
Yes.
So when I hold the sim and I'm selling in the market, everybody want to purchase from me because they have seen me.
The guy entertaining.
So now people that speak Yoruba, I will finish my own and help them to sell.
Wow.
And that's why they did not employ me. Because I cannot speak Yoruba. How will I convince Yoruba people to buy it? Now, I say more. I don't speak it. I just know I had the call 15 now for Yoruba.
Ogota.
You get the way they call her. Now only wait at this talk be that. You understand?
Yeah.
So I was selling, I sell more. The team then I say, you sell more, you know they hear Yoruba. Now when they are doing like that now, they will not do dancing competition on top of the stage. The best dancer, they will not the company will not say, wait, let me call our best dancer, our champion. They will not call anywhere a day. I go call concourse, follow the person when win competition. Dance. If I don't say you don't dance, pass me, I go add funny. I was in a process.
Wow.
You get. So from there, the job now came for South, which is my
where place. Your own place.
Now I went I went for 6 months. The first month after my because you know Palm Canada fell inside Red Door, he went to his family. So they use Urobo, Pidgin, everything, dance,
to
everything.
Connect with the people.
After 1 month, they gave me team leader. Yes, now that is it. See, when God is evolved, negative is dissolved. I started as a team leader. Do you know, I was at the peak of that road show. But I was like an ego staying with foul. I know that this is not my place. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I know that, I'm supposed to be soaring, not walking on the floor.
Yes.
Now, I came back after 3 months. We had a break. As we got back to the office, I told my oga, Makanaki, I said, sir, I don't want to do roadshow again.
Wow. Even though you didn't even have any.
No, I was still staying with somebody. I was still staying with government at that time. I said, sir, I don't feel the roadshow again. He said, why? He said, I know the feel. I said, no. He said, you are the best compare we have. I said, sorry, I can't do it. He said, is it because of the money? I said, not the money. I'm enjoying doing it, but that is not me.
Not where you're supposed to be.
He said one word to me. He said, you don't get where they stay. I said, no, I still stay with government. Who will call feed you? I said, I want if you know where he will come. And I said, what do you want to do now? I said, I be comedian. And I said, who know you? These are his ways.
Damn.
I said, that's the problem. That is what I want to find out. I want people to know me. And I said, okay, I wish you luck, but don't beg me for money.
Motivation.
First of all, I know that's a bit big. So I know say I'm like a threat. I left. When I go home, before I go home, they have called the guy I was staying with because they are all the friends. Same leaders. He said, hey, I hear you. They don't tell me, say, you don't want to do roadshow again. No. I say, yes, sir. I say, bros, not be my calling, be that. And I say, hey, okay, so what you want to do now? I say, I want to do comedy. He said, hey, where you want to start from? Who know you? I say, that's the question I want to find out. I want people to know me. So I was with him. Now I become a liability because there's no work.
You're not bringing in money.
Now, you know, reach 1 week. My guy just tell me, say, I go 5 years to stay.
Damn.
Say, sister, they come. I know, say, we no be blood related. So anything can happen. May not be, I say, for your own house. My papa say, who did they treat Goloria and prick the stand? He no fee heal. I said, no problem. I have a grace. What's the grace? Do you know, if I'm staying with you, a week before you drive me,
opportunity.
This man will be begging me to come and stay with him. I will not say, no, I not get problem with you. Do you get? Now, a week later, you not tell me that they're soccer. And you know the way they drive me? Everybody, the same format. It's like they are in WhatsApp group. How would you drive him? This one will just come and say, from now to your Thursday, I don't want to see you for the house again. So super city, they come find me. I said, okay, no problem. Now, I already have somebody begging me to come and stay. I will just call you. Hey, Kings, how far now? They don't drive me. Where you there? Say, hey, Papa, they come now. That's how it went. And that's the same format he will drive me. I stay with 4 people. The same format.
In Lagos.
Do you understand? So, that is just the story. I got to a point when I would go stay at Shahu Quarter.
Hey! As a comedian.
Yes. No joke. There was no hope. But there is something inside me. telling me I will make it. That inner spirit was telling me, no, Lagos, don't worry. You go eat the fruit of your labor. Even then, I don't know I was laboring. Because I was seen as fun. That, now, that is why I know that even though you are dating Ashawo, you know it's Ashawo, you are dating the Ashawo.
Yeah.
You know people go to her and pay for sex.
Yes.
If the Ashawo tell you, say, your friend, come, pay him, you go see verse for your friend. You go verse for your friend. You'll say your friend betray you. But that's a business. Okay, no, me, your friend patronize your woman business.
But in the conversation we've
had. Those are some drink energy
now,
drink.
In the conversation that we've had now, and the conversations that I've seen you have,
yeah,
there's a continuous relationship with God.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
Okay. I think this part, I've not said this part, all right? When I was in school, Institute and we say university, I was a cell leader in Christ Embassy. I know there's a calling. I know there's a calling, but I don't know the network God was using. You understand? So, no, before higher institution, I opened my email at SS1. Now, you know then, none of us get access to open email.
Yeah,
we used to go pay. You go
cyber cafe.
Yeah.
See them, they'll just give you one.
You go buy time. Call back person.
Yeah.
The person, you'll see pay him.
Yeah.
You know how many people cash out for that time?
Bro.
What do you do with our phone now?
We will send email. We'll pay to send email.
Yeah.
Then they will tell you when to come back, come collect your response. You go pay to print them out.
Yes, now. Do you know, the guy was opening my email. I want to share a story, something. The guy was opening my email. You know, when he got to the place, and I said, @yahoo.com.
Yeah.
The guy now look at me. SS1. Yeah. Then I don't know about comedy.
Yeah.
The guy just asked me, @witty. I said, witty. He said, like, you know, senddavid@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
So witty will be my own. I just said, comedy pastor. The guy paused, look at me, and he said, are you a pastor? I said, no.
Are you a comedian?
I said, no. He said, so why comedy pastor? I said, that is what I just heard. At SS10. Then I said, okay, comedy pastor. That is what I'm seeing today.
No way.
Comedy pastor. Now, I tell you something, Shegun. I tell you something that when people say, pick your call. If you go to my comment, you see people pick your call. I'm prophetic. Yes, I'm prophetic. Very, very, not be guessing. People will say, on my comment session, people will say, pick this call now. I say, that is the call. I'm a comedy pastor. I preach the gospel with funny jokes. If my joke does not make sense to you, then read the scripture that I give you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So any jokes I crack, I can relate it to scripture.
Wow.
Which is another part church have not seen in me.
I'm full dead aside for church. Yo! Full dead aside.
Do you understand? When I came to Lagos, I was doing only gospel jokes, so trust me. Only gospel joke. But I was doing it and I was not progressing. I go perform, pastor go laugh, break share. After service, you go escort me. Reach junction. Because you don't worry, my Lord will see you through. You will go far. I no transport. I want to go far. You understand? So I didn't want to break into the church industry. Trust me. I call it church industry because that is how it is now.
It's a completely different joke.
So that is how I just from year to year to year. But I did not know that everybody wants you to do good, but not better than them.
Yes, I was actually gonna lead into that.
Yeah.
Because you've always in every industry.
Yeah.
There always seems to be like a cartel that's running things, that kind of gatekeeping, holding things down.
True.
And you've also kind of like alluded to that within the comedy industry. Talk to me about that.
Okay.
And what you meant by everybody wants you to do good.
Yes, everybody wants to do
good. Well, but not better than them.
Now, those same people that wish you good, the day you become or becoming better than them, they become your immediate enemy.
Wow.
Yes.
How do you counter that type of spirit, though?
Good. Resilience. There are a lot of people that have gone down today because of they could not fight those forces.
Mm.
Because their inner man is weak. They could not fight it. They believe that if you cannot beat them, you join them.
Yeah.
Now, me, I'm not a big join. If I know if he beat you, I'll keep fighting you.
Hmm.
You get where you go fight. See, even wish. If wish, they worry you as it is. So you get where they go follow you, reach. They go back to that dream. But say, no, this guy, another
this
wish.
Guy. Yeah, this guy.
They'll just say he belongs to another cartel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was my story. Do you understand? Now, kudos to Ajebo.
Hmm.
Yes, Ajebo gave me the first platform. Now, how did he give me the platform? Even when people that are close to me, that are from the same town.
Same town.
The same land. We speak the same language. I see them as blood. Could not give me that platform. Ajebo, you know Ajebo? Now,
yes.
Now, Ajebo is Igbo. Do you get? Now, Chakara did something. You know me, I know the fear. They call people in here. Now you didn't know podcast won't be true. So I can add this something. I was on his bill.
Hmm.
Now, then I was groomed to a club in Lagos called Lounge 38.
Hmm.
I do comedy club every day. I'd run it over 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
So that was my PowerPoint. Hmm. All right? Now, but I so much believe in that place because I make money weekly.
Hmm.
So when you are telling me about social media space, about the public, about this one, and I see the comedian that I watch on TV, I borrow some of their money, and so I'm not there.
And it wasn't entirely.
So, so he wasn't pushing me. But I did not know there was a bigger picture out there.
Yeah.
True. So Acapella told me something. Acapella said, you need to sacrifice.
Hmm.
You see this place? You are good at it. You have mastered the game. But if you stay here,
you won't
your
grow.
Crowd will not pass in. These people can actually recommend you in their office. But if it's only one person that is recommending you, nobody's backing that person up, they can't give you the job.
Facts.
Acapella said that. I said, no problem. And I said, one day, sacrifice 38. Go do show.
Hmm.
So the only day I sacrificed it was Chakara's show in Muson Center. I got to the venue. Like after 11, I drove from Bode Thomas to Muson Center in 11 minutes.
Wow.
I just got to the backstage. I just said, Chakrafa, I don't come. He just looked at me like this. Say that I don't pass your level. Now that was the first day I'm sacrificing the 38.
Mm.
And I'm getting this response. And I told my DJ, you see why I know they like all this thing. You see why I like comfort. You see why I like that my 30
years. Yeah, I don't go be like.
No, I don't come here now. I come be like, say, and I did the bid. I asked him one question. Who they perform now? He said, everybody don't perform finish. Remain godons. I said, really? He said, yes. I said, man, I perform now. I said, okay, call me after godons. The guy look at me. Say,
that's the headliner.
Yeah. Say you
can't go on.
What to make you? What to make you feel? Say you go perform after God.
Yeah.
I say, Baba, call me.
Damn.
I say, man, get out. Say whether this ain't a 38 be this. So God who made me, I was supposed to get angry.
Yes.
I didn't get angry.
Of course.
As he left, I just hold the wall. I said, this Muson Center, I will do it. I could do show here. I was just talking to myself. Now that was the next 3 weeks was Ajebo's show. Ajebo drove to my show in Boca out, Lucky Face One, and he told me something. He said, "Sucker, I said, boss, I want you to be on my show. I know you will be in 38. Any time you finish, come. I said, why you believe me like this? Say, Baba, I don't come your club back to back. You did keep me steady. If you really talk to people when they're all day drunk, I talk to people from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Damn!
I've been drawing in for over 10 years. Different gist. Could be normal person. I will kill her now. So I finished 38 that day. I drove to that place. To God who made me, every artist, every comedian have performed. They have even called a musical art, which means they have entered music.
Music.
Immediately I got there, the guy and I said, thank you, you make up. So I go call you after this person. This person performed Patoranki. After Patoranki. And I called me. I performed like they have not listened to comedy before. At that apex of the show. I think that was my first break. So a lot of comedians now see, if he perform after all the comedian don't perform, music don't even perform. That's the level I've gotten to now. Answer now, you did Elsh Baby show. Musician, they beg, make them perform before I perform.
Because
yes, no. My grace, the grace when I get an overflowing grace.
Do you think that confidence?
Oversized grace.
Do you think that confidence
can
be mistaken for cockiness, and probably can be an issue in the industry where some people go feel say this guy they think saying in too much.
Yes, I too much.
This guy.
Are too much. For my introduction, you know, say yes. Listen. My introduction start with my name not Destoker. I be comedian. I funny. Die. Only that one I hook first.
Blah.
First of all, if you are hearing for the first time, you first something come to your mind. This guy is
what
proud.
They do this guy. Yes.
What does he have to say? Okay, let's see. I feel like you want my papa say. He say, he phone you. I knock on that one. Ah, Iminamo. Knock on that one. Ah, he phone true. When I got to the point, I would not say, my name is Desoka. I phone you now, you die.
People will respond.
They don't accept her.
Damn.
You understand? So, first of all, know your onions and know how to cut it. Do you understand? So, that is how. From there. Even when that year when I was hustling, you know, I mean, the people, like four people, Omoron, the one guy called Omoron, bought me AY Life Form. AY Challenge, that open mic.
Yeah.
Sheila, after Sheila, a lot of people, like four people won. Somebody said, "Bro, you too good, man. Go AY Life now." I said, "No. I know they do competition. When the time comes, AY will look for me." Do you understand? There's something inside me that just made me believe that time, when the time reached, there's an appointed time. He said, "Though it tarry, wait."
How hard is it?
I waited for 10 years.
How hard it is to have that patience to wait for what you think is your time? Because that now seems to be the biggest problem with the young generation, with everybody.
But the truth is, there are three steps for waiting. All right? There's the patient part, which is the primary first.
Yep.
When patient, you get where you go wait, Rich. You'll just say, "Go, forget you." When your patient don't finish, you'll come into endurance. Now, you know the patient again. You're endure.
You're enduring the waiting time now.
Now, the three level. When the endurance don't finish, you're going to long suffering. That long suffering, now the attempt suicide. So, do you understand? That's why I say, when God blow your whistle, whether you tie rapper or you wear suit, you play for the match. They don't give you jersey.
You go, and when it's your time,
you play.
Your time.
Yes. There are things that people forget. Do you know it can be your turn and it's not your time?
Say that again, brother. It can be your turn.
Yes, but it's not your time.
The opportunity might come.
Yes.
But it's not your time to excel at that.
That is why you see some people, they will blow in 6 months, they don't go down.
It was their turn.
Yes.
But it was not their time.
But if it's your time, whether it's your turn, no. So it's better it's your time than to be your turn. Can I prophesy, man of God?
Please, speak. Brother, you're talking right here.
Yes. So it was my time and my turn.
Both now, at the same
time. Now, do you know, let me say something. Immediately, I won the first best comedian of the year. Rumors started coming. Say, what does it feel like? Oh, give us 6 months now. Funny Bone said it. He didn't know I was close to him.
When you said it out?
Say, I better, 6 months, it don't go down.
Oh, wow.
Listen, you cannot give time for what God have timed. Do you understand? No, give no, leave her. 6 months. Ah, yes, 1 year. Now it's Akpuru. Akpuru today. Do you understand? That's okay. Let's see if it's God's time or man's time. Start story. First year, second year, third year, fourth year.
Who then votes look, for those awards?
They look me. They look me. And they go. Do you understand? But there is a backup plan. Good heart and giving. You can't talk bad about anybody around me. It's a red flag for me. Yes. So, you know, when God bless people, God did not bless you because you are good. God bless you with what you will do with his blessing in your heart. That you say, you see person when they go church, progress past who they go church. Because some people, they go church, their mind wicked.
Yep.
Most philanthropists I know, they don't go to church. No joke.
But their heart is good.
The heart is Christ-like. So there were a lot of challenges. So I started metamorphosing, going this one. Now, I now broke into the international market.
Yes. Right?
Good. First person that brought me to London is Julius Agu.
That's a legend in the game.
Yes, Julius Agu.
Legend in the game.
I give him his flower, but I did not enjoy it.
Why?
Good. I appreciate him for bringing me.
Yeah.
Yes. I appreciate him for bringing me.
Yeah.
And I appreciate myself for coming because he knew I was good. He did 2 things for me, which I won't forget. He was the one that recommended me to Amaju Pinnick.
Yeah.
That made me perform for the show, which my brothers could not do for me, and they have access to.
Hmm.
Good. Is now I know that they were just being wicked. Ask me why.
Why?
Because this I started doing a worry again. I've recommended 3 comedians to Amaju. And they are performing.
So anybody could have done the same.
Yes. Thing. Amaju could say, for you to talk and say this person is funny. Now be say he's funny. That is what I was expecting.
From other
people. I was not being entitled though. Because I believe that who get person on top of a mango tree knows about you to ripe fruit.
That saying is a bomb. Who get person on top
mango tree? No support it or ripe fruit.
Ripe fruit. Mm-hmm. They should be picking the sweet
Thank
ones
you.
For you.
Thank you. Thank you. You understand? Mm. So, and somebody now said, what about if the person there, he say, what about some people when they don't give mango tree and they are ungrateful? I say, yes. Anybody that have helped you and you're ungrateful, you understand? Whatever you don't appreciate, we depreciate. It's life. People will say, if you do something for me now, if you do one thing for me now, do you go out till they talk about them? Do you know somebody have asked me for, you too like to praise people? I say, yes, so. Even God like him. God say, if you don't praise me, I will raise stone to praise me, to tell you how people like praise. So that's why I should praise those that have done good for me. So Julius brought me to London. He brought me, did not know how I went back. But it's funny now, though.
Yeah.
You understand? So, but the thing is, you have still done the good part of me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so no matter how bad people did to you, just think about the good part of them and forge on.
Absolutely.
Do you understand? So that is how I came to the UK. The next one was Kenny Black Show. I came as a supportive act by Kenny Lou Jenkins.
Ah, that's another brother of mine.
Yeah. Yeah, I give it to him. So from there, he said, okay, I will come to, okay, you should do my own show, which he did. You understand? We worked together. Now, when he called me first, I don't know about him. And I said, Acapella gave me your number. Acapella is a good guy, you.
He's the one that told him.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you one thing he did for me that I will keep. Even though you offend me, I will just think of the good as if for John. All right? He was the first person that recommended me to Ghana Movie, Ghana Night of, Ghana Laughter 1000. There's a name, Ghana Show. Yeah. It's a laughter show. When he recommended me, they asked for another comedian. He told them, no, the soccer is funny. That's 2015. It's 2015 or 2017. This guy is funny. The people now ask him, if he's that funny, how come I've not heard of him? Because I don't have social media. Yeah. I did not even know what is social media. Acapella is the first person that told me. Acapella and Didon are the people that pushed me to do open Instagram. Then I don't know. Then when they had the year Insta blog, I called and said, who be that Insta blog? I thought it's the person. So I said, okay. Acapella said, it's funny. Where I know that he has a golden heart, he said, pay him. Don't pay me. If it's not funny, seize my money.
Wow.
Not beautiful boy. Igbo boy.
He put his own bread on the line.
Yes. That's how much he trusts me. Even me not trust myself like that.
Bah. Facts.
Now something happened on the show. Immediately when the show started, the people, because Acapella was their direct contact.
Yes.
Me, Kenny Black, and Agodai. The people now came to Acapella that we are calling the soccer now. Acapella told them, no. You know, if we called the soccer before Kenny Blacko. They said, how come? They said, Kenny Black a big name here. He said, yes. But this guy energy no be here. That's what Acapella said. So for you to talk this thing, let me say this guy good. Then I call Kenny Black. Kenny Black. I know one thing about Ghana Show. As you are performing, they are giving you results. They are screen everywhere. Hashtag. Ghana, if you are funny, then they tweet immediately. As you perform, you see your result for screen. Oh, I do love Ghana.
No wasting.
No. Apart from jollof rice, I love their show.
Instant reaction. No.
They, as you are performing, you will hear this dude is not funny. You the reader. You know when the performer they say, please, can we get the other guy that just left the stage?
God damn.
He's so big that as you perform, you see your result. So that was how I got into Ghana Market. All right? Because somebody stood for me. Somebody must stand for you. The way they will call your name somewhere, somebody will stand and say, no, you know if you enter this event. There are people like that. There are people like that. If they call your name, they say, no. This guy cannot be on this show. The same, there are still some people. They say, if this guy is not on this show, I will not be on this show. Then you are not there. Grace is fighting for you. So Acapella did that to me. The same way some comedians in Lagos will say, is the soccer name is there? Okay, I'm not coming. No, I'm not coming. Godos have done like, since I did that podcast, my name have increased. And the momentum have increased. And my speed have increased.
Are you still not scared about that? This guy.
I don't see 100, you want to show me 80?
Now, you're on tour in the UK.
Yeah,
you
bro. Know,
I just want us to use this opportunity. Big shout outs to the entire team. You're on tour in the UK.
Crystal Media Link Limited,
partnered.
A good guy, man. A good guy. Not because I'm working with him for the first time. He's good. Guy fly call me for Nigeria. Buy me shoe. couple the receipt when they buy the shoe.
Say make you, say make you see how much you spend. No, they think say.
But if I wear the shoe, I use and sleep. You know they touch ground.
But you know the funny thing, right? For like 10, 15, 20 years ago,
okay.
When you do entertainment here, yeah. All the people that brought all the big superstars and stuff, you had to fly to go and meet them.
Yeah.
Because it's a show of respect.
Big one, though.
For your talent and a show to say that we actually want you to come here.
Yes. It's not about money. True. True.
It's that's how it used to be done.
Yeah.
So now when we're seeing the new generation where it's just email, Instagram, whatever.
They go left. They go
right.
It
doesn't show intent. And you can't look into people's eyeballs before you do business.
Yeah, true.
You know, there's something about traveling over, sitting down, having a conversation, eating, drinking, that makes it real.
Yes.
You can read energy.
Yes, it brings bonding.
So you're here 10 dates, is it?
Yeah, it's a full month. Yep. It's a full month from 1st of March to 31st of March.
We're going to put the information up, put the flyer up.
Let's talk about UK tour. It's not your regular show.
Exactly. What can people expect from Let's Talk?
You'll be coming to shows. This show is with a touch of anointing. That's why it's a crusade.
So people go, come watch this and get blessing.
Yes. People that are used to my show know that my show is not just regular. You not just come and laugh. You laugh. Healing take place in my show. No jokes. Thanks. No, because I'm a comedian. I'm a comedy pastor. Prophetic self. Do you understand? So you come, you will learn. I'll keep saying that you will learn. You will unlearn. You will relearn from the show. I'm doing reality comedy, not stale jokes. I'm not telling you one man, one woman. I'm telling you reality. If you are poor, you understand my joke. If you are rich, you understand my joke. If you are average, you understand my joke. This country said we'll never get average again. Either you are rich or you are poor.
Everybody go get out. Listen, I think you and I need to sit down on a completely different conversation. I'm going to do it before you go.
Okay, okay.
Where I'm going to pick a couple topics
that
I will send to you.
All right.
And we'll come and analyze those topics.
Okay.
Yes, you're incredibly funny.
Yeah.
But you are also gifted in a completely different way. Yeah. You're very intellectual.
I'm a shy person.
Very. Trust me. And I think that beyond your UK comedy tour, beyond this introduction conversation we've had, I think an in-depth conversation where we need to talk about specific topics is needed because of your take on life, your take on entertainment, your take on religion, faith, you know, and of course your experience with suicide attempts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've seen, it's almost like an all-round view.
Yeah.
So I want us to have a sit down to talk about that. This
add this to my topic. Yes. Different between faith and risk.
That's going to be part of the topic as well. And I think that conversation is going to be had towards the end of your tour in the UK. So you would also have added some more to your stories from what you've seen.
Okay.
But for now, Christian Media Link, Des Tucker, the UK tour, 1st of March to the end of March. Here in the UK, pick your city, pick your date. I'm definitely going to be in two, at least two myself, just to come and enjoy a little bit more of what's going on. My brother,
it's two will not be enough for you.
No, minimum. Minimum.
Okay, minimum.
My brother, welcome to England. You look amazing. You sound incredible. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let me take my flower.
Please give it up. To Des Tucker. And make sure you follow him across all social media. We'll be back for round two.
Des Tucker comedian. Follow me even though we don't know where we are going.
Up. appreciate
it's
you,
my
brother.
Pleasure. It's my pleasure
Thank
meeting
you.
The Afrobeat Podcast.
Right.